Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. My guest today is Tulsa photographer Don Thompson, whose work has captured the people and spirit of Greenwood and North Tulsa for now some 50 years. His latest show, Here and Now, Coming Back to Greenwood, features images of this iconic business district and neighborhood at its lowest ebb, the late 1960s and early 1970s, when urban renewal and the construction of I-244 devastated the area. It's coupled with images of the same places today as a nascent spirit of entrepreneurship returns to the area. Thompson has received fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts and shown his work at fine arts as well as commercial galleries. In 2016, 17 of his photographs were selected for the new Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture, where they're currently on display in the Power of Place exhibit. He most recently co-curated the 2017 Living Arts exhibit, Examining Change, a look at race and ethnicity through art. His most recent book of photographs, And My Spirit Says Yes, captures the essence of the leaders and pioneers of Tulsa's African American community, and that will be on hand for the closing reception of Here and Now, Coming Back to Greenwood. He'll be signing copies of the book Thursday evening from 5 to 8 at the Greenwood Chamber of Commerce's Black Wall Street Archives at 116 North Greenwood Avenue. Don Thompson joins me today on Studio Tulsa. Don, it's always a pleasure to have you back on the Studio Tulsa. It's been a long time, and thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Rich. It's been a long time.
And you have a new exhibit of your photographic work at the Black Wall Street Archives, which really is looks like it's work done over a number of years of portraits you've taken of various people in Tulsa that you wanted to capture from the African-American community. What was the inspiration for this exhibit?
Well, I wanted to show exactly the entrepreneurial spirit of Greenwood that existed back during the 20s and before that, the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s. And what I was trying to do was trying to emphasize that, to try to bring some perspective for present and future generations of how Greenwood was and how it can be today. So I wanted to capture that. I wanted to get involved with the present entrepreneurs who are on Greenwood. So I took photographs of that area in order to capture their sense of what the entrepreneur spirit is all about. So we have 17 images, both black and white and color. The black and white represent the past, photographs that I took some 40, nearly 50 years ago. And I sort of can't hardly believe that. But those images were taken during the 70s, the 60s. And then I took some photographs of the present entrepreneurs who are on Greenwood and try to show that, the past meets the present and try to give some perspective in that area.
Now, when I think of the 1960s and 1970s, I think of that as being the tail end of this great entrepreneurial area of Greenwood because, you know, Greenwood was literally being dismantled in many ways because of the construction of I-244 during that time.
Not only I-244, but the urban renewal came in.
Yes.
During that particular time. And I was in a rush to try to beat the bulldozers. I went into the area trying to document the area before it was destroyed by urban renewal, by the highway 244, and also by other factors economically. I was working at night, and I only had a chance to go into the area during the morning. So by the time I got back to the area that I wanted to photograph, the bulldozers had already, torn down the buildings and were clearing out the areas. I'll never forget one individual that I did photograph. He owned a barbershop. It was called Baltimore Barbershop in the area on Greenwood. And I approached him. He was in his barbershop. He was standing, a very tall, erect, proud man with his uniform. He had his barbershop uniform on. He was a very proud man, and he looked out at the bulldozers outside his window, and you could see this expression of sorrow. I mean, every time I look at that photograph, I have this, I know it's sort of like an emotional response that I get from it. It's very sad. And he was telling me that he had no idea what his life was going to be after his business was going to be destroyed, bulldozed over. And I felt very sad about him. I took his photograph. I came back a few days later. Yes, and his business was bulldozed over. I never met him again. I never knew what happened to him. And occasionally when I show that photograph, I ask people who view it, do you happen to know this man, what his name was, and what his life was all about? And nobody can tell me what happened to him.
That's the other part of this story from the 1960s, when in the name of quote-unquote progress, you know, you had lives that just disappeared.
Lives that disappeared, lives that were usurped, and people who had businesses for a number of years lost their business, lost their means of income, lost their livelihood. This was a disruption. This was a complete destruction of the area, disruption of people's lives, their livelihood, people who had no idea what they were going to do. Yeah. And this was heartbreaking. So I wanted to document this before this area was destroyed. As the bulldozers were bulldozing the area, luckily they did not bulldoze an area near Archer and Greenwood. For some reason or another, that was not destroyed. And there is a semblance of that area now at which we call Black Wall Street. Back then it was called the Negro Wall Street,
right,
by Booker T. Washington. Later on, in the 60s and 70s, and after that, it was called the Black Wall Street, because that became more in vogue. Negro Wall Street was coined by Booker T. Washington, and then later on, it was called the Black Wall Street.
Why do you suppose that corner and that block survived? I've always thought it was because of the Bob Wills song. I mean, as crazy as that sounds, but there was something of, you know, you go to Archer and Greenwood, you know, and take me back to Tulsa.
Right.
I'm wondering if that maybe played a role, because when you look at other places around where the highway is, 244, like north of Maine, you know, that was all bulldozed for blocks to go, and much of that land is still sitting vacant to this day, and you see steps up to houses that are no longer there that have been gone for 40 years. Why do you suppose that did remain?
Well, there was an effort during that period of time all throughout the United States. An effort, I guess, was that urban renewal was the focal and was a factor in taking out certain areas, ghettos, slum areas, so-called. Basically, they concentrated in black areas. And this happened also in Tulsa. But like you said, Rich, I think that the contributions of that song, coming back to Tulsa and so forth, had a contributing factor.
It's just my own wild theory about it, but they did go right through the heart of the neighborhood there and just put a highway right in the middle of it.
It was devastating to a lot of businesses. I remember Small's Hotel. I remember Kennebu's that used to be there on Greenwood that was taken out. Several hotels, several small drugstores, sundry items. A lot of businesses were taken out. It took out, in fact, the matter of the lifeblood, the heart of Greenwood. This is what those highways and urban renewal did.
When you look at some of the, I guess, the archaeological footprints of part of North Tulsa that was removed during that period, I think you can see vestiges of it again on North Main, just north of I-244. You can see it still on parts of Greenwood, up going towards Pine. What is your feeling about that? You know, because here we leveled an area, and we never really replaced it with anything.
Well, it seemed like it was sort of like a haphazard sort of a thing. It was just sort of like, well, let's get rid of this. And but there was no plans to try to revitalize the area or to put anything that, any constructive thing in that area. It was just sort of like, well, let's just take this out and maybe later on we can come up with something. But there has not been a really revitalization of that particular area.
Well, in fact, in the last year, they're finally talking about, say, the area of North Main, of creating a planning district for maybe rebuilding something that will actually appeal to the community.
It's taken all these years to come up with that.
Isn't that amazing?
Unfortunately, it has taken all these years, and hopefully that revitalization plan will come to pass.
So when you first came to Tulsa and you were photographing, again, this very fast disappearing landscape, tell us about the photographs that you're taking now that sort of, again, trying to capture this entrepreneurial spirit that you wanted to capture for this exhibit.
Well, that's one of the purposes of this exhibit, is to try to get that entrepreneurial spirit back, particularly in the North Tulsa area. There's been some progress. There's been some tremendous progress that has been taking place as far as business is concerned. There are businesses on North Peoria. I just learned that Quick Trip will be putting a new Quick Trip store at the corner of Pine and Peoria, which is great. We have a new...
Now, that might strike a lot of people as not a great deal of progress, but how important is that to the community?
It's very important. It's very important because the fact is that we don't have a grocery store here. A grocery store that is supplying healthy type food, you know, meat, vegetables, and things that are very necessary in order to have a healthy life.
You have to drive south.
Right? We have to go south. We have to go to 15th and Lewis, 21st, and all of that area that we have in North Tulsa, and the tremendous amount of area that we have to go south in order to receive some of the health services, some of the stores that we need, some of the clothing stores. We have to go south. We don't have shopping centers. We don't have the necessary items in order to live a productive and healthy life. Mm. So, yeah, we don't have those things here in North Tulsa that we need.
Well, what were some of the bright spots that you saw that you wanted to photograph for this exhibit?
Well, some of the bright spots are on Greenwood. Some of the things that I wanted to see, because that area was devastated back in the late 60s and 70s. And I see there is an entrepreneurial spirit. There are several businesses that are there. There are places like Wanda J's. Wanda J's has come back to Tulsa, come back to Greenwood. It's called The Next Generation. It's her son and her grandchildren that are operating Wanda J's. Wanda J's used to be on Greenwood several years ago, and she left Greenwood because of economic reasons or so, and she left and she went to another location. But she's back on Greenwood. Natural Health Store is on Greenwood now. There are several businesses that are on Greenwood that are contributing to that entrepreneurial spirit that existed some 60, 70 years ago. And we hopefully, because we're coming up, Rich, with a not a celebration, but a commemoration of the 100 year that the 1921 Holocaust here in Tulsa. I don't call it a riot. I call it a Holocaust. Greenwood was destroyed by fire and by a mob that came in, destroyed the area, and destroyed many lives and many businesses.
You know, what's amazing, the entrepreneurial spirit you talked about, that was very much in play after 1921 because you saw this district revitalize, rebuild, despite some of the best efforts to prevent it from rebuilding, and it was vibrant for another 40 years.
It was very vibrant for 40, 45, 50 years, and then after that period, then we had an economic turndown, and of course, what we had mentioned, the fact is that urban renewal and Highway 244 came through the area and just devastated the area. I have a photograph on exhibit at the gallery, Black Wall Street Archives, that shows Greenwood boarded up. All the whole, everything is gone.
I can remember that. No
people on Greenwood. There were no businesses. Every storefront is boarded up. That was back in the 1960s, 70s when I took that photograph. And I took it purposely showing I-244, the highway, in order to let people know that this highway and urban renewal destroyed Greenwood, that period of time. It destroyed it, and I'm very happy to see now that Greenwood is being revitalized. There is an entrepreneurial spirit that I am so happy to see, and from the people that are reestablishing businesses there.
My guest today is photographer Don Thompson. He has a photographic exhibit titled Here and Now, Coming Back to Greenwood, which is on display at the Black Wall Street Archives on North Greenwood through Thursday, and there'll be a closing reception where you can meet him Thursday evening from 5 to 8. He has a book of his portraits that he's done, and My Spirit Said Yes, which he'll also be signing as a part of that closing reception. And he's our guest today on Studio Tulsa. Well, take me back when you first came to. You came here from California, right?
I did, Rich. I came from Los Angeles, born and partially raised there. I came when I was about a teenager.
So you grew up around the area around Central Avenue and all that area?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
my father had a restaurant on Central Avenue, on South Central Avenue. He called it Straighten Up and Fly Right after the Nat King Cole hit back in 1943.
So you'd experience one of these vibrant black commercial streets.
Absolutely. South Central Avenue was a very vibrant area back in the 40s and 50s. It also took a turn out to be less vibrant and less successful in the later years. But my dad owned a restaurant. He owned a barbecue restaurant. He served barbecue. He served hot links. He served everything. And he was very successful for about 10 years. And then we had a turndown. And then Dad decided to come back to Oklahoma. My dad was born in Alabama. My mother was born in Louisiana. They came to Oklahoma also looking for a new life, looking for a promised land. And so they left Oklahoma back in the Dust Bowl area. Went to California. That's where I was born. We stayed in California for about 15 or so years, and I came to Oklahoma with my dad and mother and finished high school here, went to Booker T. Washington, graduated from Booker T. Washington High School, the greatest high school in the nation, I can say. And so that's where I grew up after I finished my high school graduation. I went into the Army and became a writer. Photographer, and that's where I got my experience as a writer and also as a photographer. After I left the Army, I came back to Tulsa, worked for the Oklahoma Eagle Publishing Company, worked for them for about a year and a half, and that's where I started my little foray into Greenwood, began to look at Greenwood from a different perspective.
But when you came back to Tulsa, I think you were disturbed at what you'd saw.
I was disturbed because I saw a lot of discrimination. I saw a lot of bigotry. First time I saw places where you could not, you know, go into. African American men and women could not go into. I saw a lot of prejudice. I saw a lot of discrimination and bigotry. I remember my dad took us downtown.
This is when you were young.
This is when I was young. We first came to Tulsa. He said, "Let's go downtown, and I'm going to show you the area." He said, "No." He gave us $5 each. My brother and myself, he gave us, "No, I want you to go downtown, buy what you want to buy, go in some of the stores, and I'll pick you up right here." So he left us at the corner, and we went to Cress's. I believe Cress's was on South Main at that time. And so we went into Cress, and we started walking around, and it seems like there was something that was beginning to, I felt some sort of a, well, you know, like hair raising up on your back, you know, you get the feeling that somebody's watching you. That's what I felt. I went over to my brother and I asked him if he felt the same way. He said, "Yeah." So we left and we got to Dad, and Dad wanted to say, he said, "I wanted to show you what you're going to be up against.
Wow.
I want you to understand what you're going to face. This is the reason why I brought you here, to let you know that you're going to have to be strong." Now, you didn't face a lot of this in California, although it did exist, but we weren't really involved in that too much. But when we got to Tulsa, it was very, very rich, very strong. And I decided at that time that, yes, I'm going to have to be strong. I'm going to have to put up with some of this. I'm going to have to try to be strong and try to be strong in this effort to keep myself together. That was our introduction to Tulsa.
I love the way what he did was, you know, he said, "I'm going to put money to spend in your pocket, and you're going to see that they don't want it."
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so after that, we lived in Tulsa. Dad bought a place outside of Tulsa, a little area, and where he could have a little acreage where he could do some farming and so on. And, of course, we finished high school, and then I went into the Army and came out and worked for the Eagle. At that time, Rich, I decided to start documenting some of the things I saw on Greenwood. And I was lucky enough to capture some images back in the 60s and some of the 70s images that I felt were, in a sense, counter the negative media that was going on at that time, both written and visual in their portrayal of North Tulsa and the people of color. So what I felt was they were portraying a lopsided view of North Tulsa. By emphasizing the negative, the news media had fostered an untrue portrait of people of color in North Tulsa. And what I tried to do,
as an unsafe place.
Yes.
Yeah, instead of a place of community,
place of community and place of inclusion, they tried to portray a place of uninclusion. What I meant by that is negative portrayal. It gave a sense that North Tulsa was not a good place to live, was not for you to be there. It gave a false sense of negativity, and I wanted to dispel that. Say that no. North Tulsa is not a place of negativity. It's a place of people of hope, people who had a sense of pride, who wanted to better themselves. This is what I was trying to do, was trying to dispel that falseness that was going around with the news media.
Yeah. People is people.
That's true.
My guest today is Don Thompson. His photographic exhibit, Here and Now, Coming Back to Greenwood, is on display at the Black Wall Street Archives through Thursday. He'll have a closing reception, and he also has a book of his portraits, which is another part of his work where he's just tried to capture the people that have made a difference, because for so long in our community, I think the people that were the leadership of North Tulsa were not thought as the leaders of Tulsa.
That's correct.
And, everybody from musicians like Clarence Love, you have a picture on the cover of your book, to politicians, to religious leaders, to people like B.C. Roberts, and also many people that you photograph. These were leaders of Tulsa, but too often they were leaders of North Tulsa, not necessarily of Tulsa. And I think that's a great statement that you've been trying to make with the photography over the years.
This is what I was trying to do, try to make that inclusion that we need to include North Tulsa as being part of Tulsa instead of a outside
separate
entity.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I was
separate and
to do.
Inherently separate, unequal.
Separate and unequal. That's what I was trying to de-emphasize, to try to make that a part of the of my effort to try to include an inclusion of Tulsa being a part of Tulsa.
Now, a lot of those photographs are of that entrepreneurial age that you claim is close to your heart, and yet you're seeing these folks at the very end of their life when you started photographing them. Many times they're in their 80s and 90s, but you managed to capture a special dignity about them. What was your process of working with some of these folks?
Well, my process in working with people, because I wanted to capture them in their own environment where they could feel comfortable, where they can open up and tell me something about their lives. My first thing about, before I photograph anyone, first of all, my purpose was to ask them questions.
So you're a journalist too.
Yeah, I was to ask them questions to get their life story. Because once I started asking questions and they started talking about their lives, they started to open up. They started to relax. And this is what
you
I wanted.
See,
I did not want
You can see their face change?
Yeah. I could see their faces change. And I could see their whole demeanor begin to lighten up. They weren't stiff. They began to change their whole attitude.
This is not a portrait. You're going to capture a moment.
I wanted yes, exactly. I wanted to capture them. I wanted to capture their inner feelings, their inner thoughts. And they started opening up. And then this is when, once they started into this, I started photographing. I don't want to go into an area or into a home, in someone's home, and they're sitting there waiting to be captured by a photographer, and they put this, image before you that is not factual, that is not true. I wanted to get them to relax, tell me something about yourself, look me in the eye and tell me about your life, and then they will start to relax, get that stress and anxiety out, and then all of a sudden you can see that smile that is a true smile. Or that that look that is a true look, that's what we're talking about, in order to make them, more accessible and to say, this is a portrait of me. This is a portrait of how I look. This is a portrait that I want the world to see, not something that is, false. But this is the reason why I do that.
You've captured a lot of the great people of North Tulsa in this collection. Is there somebody who stands out as somebody, you just had an amazing time talking with and photographing?
Well, there are several people that I had a great time photographing. One was Clarence Love.
Yeah.
Clarence was a great saxophonist. He was a great musician. He was born in 1908 and he died in 1998. In 1922, Clarence Love formed his first band in high school. But also, Clarence was also famous during World War II. Clarence formed the first all-girls band. And they traveled throughout Europe during World War II. And they entertained the troops during World War II in Europe. And Clarence was a great guy. He was fun to talk to, fun to photograph. He had a lot of stories to talk about. He joked all the time. Yeah. He was a great man to photograph. He also, when he came back to Tulsa, he established the Clarence Love Orchestra, and he also had a lounge. They called the Love Lounge in Greenwood.
Yeah, yeah.
Love Lounge, that's where local and nationally prominent musicians would congregate and play. So he had a place where everyone from all over would come and entertain the people who came into his lounge, and it was a great place to be. Yeah. It was said at one time that a young Count Basie was in his orchestra, but he had him fired because he said he had difficulty in reading music. So can you imagine that? Count Basie had difficulty in reading music. So Clarence Love was inducted into the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame in 1990, and he wore that medal proudly. Everywhere he went, everywhere I saw him, he had his medal on his around his neck. He was very proud of that fact.
Yeah. What are the things you're trying to capture today? I mean, when you're out, are you still looking at creating new imagery of the community, or what's your current projects now?
Well, my current project, I'm still trying to finish another book that I'm looking to finish within the next year or two. It's a little semi-autobiography of my life in Tulsa and my life in California to try to give some perspective of that and where I started from and where I hopefully will be doing. I'm still photography. I'm still involved with photography. I'm lecturing. I'm doing some lecturing at various schools and so forth. Yes, I'm just trying to continue with my photography, trying to keep abreast of what's going on in the photography. You never stop learning in photography. That's one of the things. The digital, I still love black and white images. I still love to get in the dark room and involve myself with the process of that magic of creating an image using chemicals. Digital is still around, it's still there, and it's the new technology. So I had a transitional period between the black and white and going into color. So this is a new phase that we're going into.
Yeah. Well, we wish you great luck. And I'll also have to mention before we close this, with the creation of the new Smithsonian Museum of African American History, you have, what, 17 images?
I have 17 images that the new Smithsonian African American Museum of Culture and History in Washington, D.C., which we attended in 2016. I was very, very fortunate to have those images. They called me. They asked me if I would consider to have those images at a exhibit in Washington, D.C. at the museum. It's on the third floor. If you ever get a chance, some of your listening audience would ever get a chance to go to Washington and visit the Museum of African American History and Culture, to go to the third floor of that museum, you will find an exhibit that has several images of my images that are there. Also, several images of Greenwood are on that floor. I think you'll be surprised, and I'm very, very happy to have those images there.
Well, Don, it's a pleasure to talk with you again. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Rich.
Photographer Don Thompson speaking with me here on Studio Tulsa. His latest book of photographs is titled And My Spirit Said Yes, which he'll be signing at the closing reception for his exhibit Here and Now, Coming Back to Greenwood, The Photographic Art of Don Thompson, which will be on display through Thursday evening at the Greenwood Chambers of Commerce's Black Wall Street Archives at 116 North Greenwood Avenue. Again, there'll be a closing reception Thursday evening from 5 to 8. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.